Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Am I speaking to us, Michaela?
Yes, before you are.
Yes, ma'am. Before we begin, would you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where we can talk safely, or you can talk safely?
Of course.
Yes? Thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on regular home phone?
What was the second one? Both?
The second one is some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone.
That is correct.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
No.
Now, thank you. Just to ensure, we have a representative example. First, in what year were you born?
51.
Thank you so much. Okay. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, two-year college degree, four-year college bachelor's degree.
Some yes, college.
Okay. Some college, no degree.
Yes, 140 hours.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
Okay. Now, on the Republican, would that be definitely, probably, lean?
Definitely.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Okay. The first name is Vincent Gonzalez. Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
What is the first name?
Vincent Gonzalez.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay. Myra Flores.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead of to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Alfred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you so much. We're almost done, I promise. We're at 77%. We go to 100, ma'am.
Sure.
Okay, and if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vincent Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
Okay, on Myra Flores, would that be definitely, probably, lean?
Probably.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
So Republican, would that be strong Republican, not so strong Republican, lean to Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
Spanish and English equally.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You
no
have
problem.
A great evening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.